18 CMOS producers across the country have successfully completed a CMOS development project, which was hosted under the United Nations Jeff Small Grants Program. The project, spearheaded by the Sustainable Grenadines Incorporated SUSGREN, wrapped up at the end of October. SUSGREN's technical officer, Odwin Andrews, said the CMOS producers were provided with the relevant resources to ensure the growth of their businesses.
SUSGREN has been busy on the ground as usual. We're continuing work. As of recent, we wrapped up our Jeff Small Grants funded project, which focused on best practices for CMOS farmers as well as value-added producers. This national training was done throughout the entire last year into this year, and we wrapped up with a short but very important ceremony in the form of an expo for CMOS farmers. Well, for those farmers who actually benefited through the small grants funded by the Jeff Small Grants Program.
Mr. Andrews said the training programs focused on a number of key areas for the development of the local CMOS industry.
Now, of course, 18 CMOS farmers across St. Vincent and the Grenadines benefited from the small grants directly, totaling to $35,000. Now, these funds were used to purchase labels, proportions to do branding, marketing, and we've seen that being implemented by the individuals who benefited. Such examples as CMOS Boss, kind of one. They've been doing very well with their products and their marketing out there. There's also now Grenadines Gold, recently formed. They do CMOS farming as well as the value-added products, body wash, soaps, wines. Not forgetting Miss Cassandra, Cassandra's Wine. She recently took second place in the National Expo on Mainland St. Vincent. She was a beneficiary from our CMOS small grants. She's doing the CMOS wine.
According to Mr. Andrews, they are already seeing improvements in the way CMOS farmers are conducting their business as a result of the training they've received.
Now, even on Beckway, there are a number of individuals, B&B's, Gel, the Sutherlands from King Garden, they do their infused CMOS gel. So a number of persons have benefited from this training and are now putting to use the funds to further develop their value-added business. Now, the expo on Beckway, which was held on October 29th, was very significant because then we had the opportunity to see and showcase the type of products that can be made from CMOS. And very importantly, we have been champion for a period of time now, you know, for and encouraging individuals to get more involved in the value-added products of CMOS instead of just harvesting and selling the raw products on the international and regional market, who in turn use these same raw products and, you know, make value-added stuff and send it back to us so now we can produce our own. So right here in St. Vincent, we have a number of individuals who are involved in that. And we are very pleased with the way this project wrapped up.
Technical Officer for the Sustainable Grenadines Incorporated, SUSGREN, Odwin Andrews. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's special report.